Roberta Manring, Roberta R-O-B-E-R-T-A, Manring, M-A-N-R-I-N-G, date of birth is July 31st, 1953. This is for date of service, 4-21-2022. Mrs. Manring is a 68-year-old female who is here today for initial consultation regarding her evaluation and treatment of Addison's disease. She also has a history of hypothyroidism. She also has a history of COPD, hypertension, hyperphosphatemia, hypothyroidism, GERD, and hypokalemia. For her Addison's disease, she is currently on hydrocortisone, 10 milligrams once daily. She reports symptoms of feeling fatigue in the afternoon. She reports some compressive symptoms at the thyroid at times. She was diagnosed with Addison's disease in 2002. Her labs were reviewed, and her latest TSH is 6.53. Free T4 is 1.44. She is on levothyroxine, 100 micrograms daily. Her skin is naturally tan from the Addison's disease. Her vitamin D is 23.6. PTH is 76. And she also has a history of chronic kidney disease with a GFR of 57 in the setting of a creatinine of 1.01. The patient states that she feels generally weak, mostly in the afternoon, and foggy brain. She states that at times it is difficult to keep her blood pressure in the normal range and tends to run on the low end of normal. Plan number one for her Addison's disease at this point, I'm going to continue the hydrocortisone 10 milligrams in the morning. However, I'm going to supplement with an extra 5 milligrams in the afternoon due to the patient's complaints of feeling fatigue and weakness in the afternoon. This is a short-acting corticosteroid, and I believe the patient would benefit from a second dose in the afternoon. We will follow up with labs during her follow-up visit next summer for her vitamin D deficiency. We will supplement her vitamin D with 5,000 IUs of vitamin D over the counter and recheck a level. Her current level is 23.6. Next summer for her hypothyroidism, we will get a current baseline thyroid function panel and obtain current labs and continue the levothyroxine 100 micrograms daily and recheck a thyroid function panel prior to her return next summer. For her elevated PTH level, which is 76, I believe this is driven by a low vitamin D of 23.6. Therefore, we will repeat these studies and continue to monitor. Next summer, for her chronic kidney disease, her estimated GFR is 57 and creatinine is 1.01. I will repeat a comprehensive metabolic panel and review the results and refer the patient to nephrology as needed. Thank you for allowing me to participate in her management.